It's not like any other podcast, coming to you straight from the heartland, where investing is told like it is. It's time for Darren Garman's Paranoid Banker Podcast. Hold on, because here comes the next episode of the Paranoid Banker Podcast.
Well, hey everybody, Darren Garman here, and welcome to this week's podcast, where I'm going to propose asking yourself two questions. And what we're going to go over today on the podcast really has a lot to do with investing, and it has a lot to do with not only investing, but results in a lot of other areas of your life. And before I go into what these questions are, I want to kind of just a little disclaimer. And what I mean by disclaimer is, so this is not going to be a magic pill kind of question. It's not going to be instant results kinds of questions that lead to the kind of instant results that you'd see in some late night infomercial. You know, you buy something on Monday and you get all the results on a Tuesday. You see that a lot with especially weight loss. A lot of health products are like that. Instantaneous, quick results a lot of times without any work. You see that in the investing world too. I saw an email. One of my investment partners sent me an email yesterday about there is a well-known entrepreneur and investor out there, especially in the social media world, that was telling investors that they're going to triple their money on an investment. And I mean, you know, we all know better than that, but sometimes it's easy to believe that's the case. And so what these questions really are really what I consider focus questions to really help you center not only where you're at in a variety of things, wealth, health, relationships, I mean, a variety of things, but also, I mean, it's also a great question or questions to go back and revisit quite consistently, maybe even on a schedule, you could argue. And I found that these questions have helped me a lot over the years in many areas of my life. And I think that they can also help you too. And this really kind of came to me as I was taking a look at the latest issue of Forbes magazine. And the latest issue, if you don't get Forbes or go to the newsstand to buy it, has the Forbes 400 Richest People. And by the way, no matter how you feel about all of that politically, there is a lot to learn by reading about these people. And most of them are not in the lucky sperm club where they've received some kind of inheritance or trust over the years to become billionaires. Most of them have worked hard and started with absolutely nothing. And they're billionaires. So it's really good reading. And of course, you know, there's very famous examples, well-known examples like, you know, the Bill Gates of the world. I mean, the Jeff Bezos of the world. Those are real world examples of that. And many, many others. So if you've not grabbed a copy of the Forbes 400 yet, you'd be smart to do it just to read about, you know, some of the people in there, and not so much, yeah, I mean, the well-known people that we've all heard of, like I just mentioned, but there's a lot of lesser-known billionaires on that list whose stories are very, very interesting. And so as I was reading through that, I really came up with, and when I say came up with, it wasn't like I came up with it by reading it. I mean, these are questions that I ask myself, you know, pretty consistently. And ask clients, investment partners too, in certain situations. And this really kind of reminded me of how important these questions are when I'm reading this and reading about these people. And so I think in terms of, you know, daily operations of life and being satisfied and happy in your life, not only with finances, relationships, self-esteem, how you feel about yourself, which is, I guess, self-esteem, really saying the same thing, I think is really a game changer. And so I'll just jump into the first question. And the first question has to do with any area of your life that you're either happy with or not happy with. And, you know, most of us can probably divide our happiness scale in our lives in probably four or five categories. Okay, I mean, there's more, but I mean, four or five main categories, and they would be financial, relationships, physical, and mental. And then there could be a whole bunch of offshoots from those. I mean, that's really, you know, four. But, you know, financial, relationships, physical, and mental. And most of us get whatever kind of happiness out of our lives in varying degrees from all of those categories. And then there's subsets of those categories as well. Okay. And so one of the things that's really helped me over the years in terms of not only making sure that I'm not, you know, fully being immersed in my own BS, okay, you know, fully immersed in my own thoughts and philosophies and those kinds of things, and, you know, believing my own BS is a term that's you know, widely used in many, many circles. You know, it's kind of a very good check for myself in these four areas. And the you know, the question is, how has your program been doing so far? How has your process or your program been doing so far? How have you been doing so far? Or another way of saying it, how has it worked out for you so far? Okay. So think about any area of your life right now that's going either good or bad. And the question to ask yourself is, how has that worked out for you so far? How is your philosophy? How is your process? How is your daily work habits, your daily exercise habits, mental, physical, relationship? How have they been working out for you so far? And even though this is not any kind of magical pixie dust question, it's a question that really focuses on your results. Because if you look around today at yourself, financially, you look at your financial statement, your income, where it is now compared to where you want it to be, physically where you're at, relationship-wise, maybe where you're at with yourself, maybe it's a spouse, significant other, maybe it's kids, grandkids, whatever. And whether you're at a point where you're happy with what you have achieved in those areas so far or not, because I'm going to suspect that many of you aren't perfect and you've got some areas in those four categories that you could really use some help on. Okay. And by the way, I always need to be going back to all of these categories because I'm always in need of improvement in all of these areas myself. So this is not me talking down to you. This is me sharing with you. Okay. So how has your program worked out so far? So an easy one to, a low-hanging fruit here would be physically. How happy are you with yourself physically, with your weight, with what your body looks like, with how you feel every day, with what your daily habits are? Are you on medication? Are you not? Do you exercise? Do you not? However you feel about yourself physically, and let's assume for a second you think you have room for improvement. Okay, so then the question is, how has what you've been doing so far worked out for you? How's that worked out for you so far with what you're doing? And if the honest answer is, Well, based on what I've been doing over the last especially few years, and I'm still 30 pounds or more overweight, what I've been doing so far probably hasn't been working out very well. And this is a really good analogy because you can apply what I've just described to every single area of your life. Because what we happen to run into, I think more as human beings than anything else, is we keep doing the same things over and over again that aren't working out for us. Right? So if you keep going to the restaurants 4 days a week and starting with appetizers, having a few IPAs and then maybe a shot of this or that, and then getting into two or three courses, and you're doing this 3 or 4 days a week or even more than that, and you get on the scale and you're frustrated that you're 25 or 30 pounds overweight, I mean, you pretty much know that the program that you've got in place right now isn't working out for you very well. If you're an investor and you're seeing how things are going maybe with your IRA or 401k, or maybe the income that you've got coming in, and over the years, you've not really changed anything. The program that you're into hasn't changed over the years, and you're not getting the results, then the question is, how has that program been working for you so far? Probably not very well if you're frustrated with where you're at financially right now. Now, the caveat to all of this, though, is we've got to be careful that we're not expecting instantaneous results. So, I mean, especially, you know, I use the analogy of weight. I mean, we're not going to lose 30 pounds in a week. I mean, it's going to take many people months to lose that weight and keep it off, even many more months to keep it off, right? So we've got to be careful not to confuse time frames, instantaneous results with this. So you can't ask this question if you started a workout program last week and you've only lost 2 pounds and your goal is to lose 50 pounds. Okay? You can't use this question if you've just invested in your first or second apartment community and your net worth has not doubled yet over the last year. Okay? I mean, you can't really. You've got to, of course, give the processes some time to work. Some investments take longer than others. Okay. Some processes in mental, physical improvement take longer than others. So we've got to allow the water to boil, so to speak. But we all know that there are certain times when the water has boiled enough where we know that what we've been doing has either been working out great, that's been working out for us great, or it hasn't. But the key to this question, and I ask myself this question quarterly, and I kind of take these four areas and ask myself this question quarterly, and I really see what my results are in all of these areas. And then I make the decision, well, is what I've been doing so far been working out for me or not? And the important thing is, if it's not, I now realize I need to do something different. I need to do something different. And it's easy to not even ask yourself this question, have 10 years go by, and all of a sudden, you're wondering what the hell happened. I was meeting with an investor yesterday, and he's in his early 70s. And he was lamenting the fact that, and he's done pretty well over the years as a multifamily community owner. But he was lamenting the fact that he had some targets and some goals he wanted to meet financially by this time. And he was basically telling me that the time went by a hell of a lot faster than what he thought. He'd be at his targets by now, but admitted that he did not do enough in terms of asking this question, seeing how things were working out, versus just thinking they would work out themselves. And that's key. Just thinking that it would all pretty much have find a way of working themselves out. And all we're doing when we do that is just shifting responsibility from us over to someone or somebody else, and maybe we even blame other people. It's my father's fault. He was never a really good saver or investor, and so the reason why I haven't hit my financial targets is because of him and, you know, his influence. I mean, of course, that's all BS, and we all know that kind of stuff. My family's large. You know, they're all 40 to 50 pounds overweight. That's what I grew up in. And so, you know, because of that, I mean, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, so that's the question. So every quarter, I think it pays to ask yourself, not only as an investor, but I mean, as a person with targets that you really want to achieve and have a happy life, and there are areas in your life you're not happy with or satisfied right now. Now, we're all not going to have perfect lives in every area. We've always got our issues, struggles, problems. We all do. But asking yourself the question of how has this program been working out for you so far in at least one of those areas pretty much stops you, makes you look at your results right now, and makes you really make the decision on whether or not what you've been doing so far has been working or not. Now, it's up to you to change that. But I find a lot of people don't even get to this point until it's too late, like my investor friend I talked about. Now, it's not really too late for him, but I mean, he let 15 plus years go by before he really started to reflect and have these kinds of thoughts and these kinds of, you know, internal conversations when he's asking this question. Okay. So this is a key question, and I'll just mention it again. How has the program been working out for you so far in blank area? Right? So if you're listening to this, think to yourself, in some area that you are having a struggle with, you're maybe frustrated with, maybe you're not reaching your potential in that area, how's that program been working for you so far? Well, if you're not happy and you're grouchy about it and you're frustrated about it, probably not very good. So now what are you going to do? Now what are you going to do? So that's big question number one. And again, it really kind of came to me again as I was going through, taking a look at the Forbes 400 list and reading about some of these billionaires and some things that they've dealt with, you know, throughout their lives. So that's question number one. Question number two, it's related to how has the program been working for you so far, but it goes a little bit deeper into the weeds. And question number two is, and you can use it in these areas that we talked about or others, other subcategories, even in, you know, other subcategories of business or personal or anything else. And it's really, I'll kind of tell it to you this way. In the Bible, there's a passage, and I don't remember Old Testament, New Testament. I don't know. I don't remember. But something to the effect of, by their fruits you shall know them. Okay? By their fruits you shall know them. Now, whether you're religious or not, it doesn't really matter. But that statement is 100% right, correct, perfect. By your fruits you shall know them. Okay. In other words, what are your results? What are your results? So you could go ahead, and an analogy would be, you know, you stand in front of the mirror, maybe naked, I don't know, stand in front of the mirror and you look at your body. What are your results? Good or bad? Right? You pretty much know. I mean, if I run into you or see you and I can tell that you're 70 pounds overweight, I pretty much know what your results are. Right? I pretty much know. And so do you. And the interesting thing about asking yourself what are your results is, not only do you see the results, but many people also can see the results as well. Right? So I just had to send a lender because we're closing on another multifamily community here next week. I had to send a lender my updated financial statement and copy of my last year's tax returns. Okay. Well, guess who knows my financial results? I do, because I'm constantly and consistently updating my financial statement. And by the way, for those of you that don't know what a financial statement is, it's another way of saying what your net worth is. Okay. It's another way of saying what your net worth is. So by updating and consistently looking at my financial statement, not only do I know what my results are, by the fruit I shall know what my financial results are, and the fruit would be money in the bank, assets, etc. My lenders also know too, right? And those that do business with me know as well. So not only is this information that's available for me to know, other people know it too. And you can always, you can get into the weeds with this too. So are your kids happy, everything going well? Or are they in juvenile homes? I mean, by the fruit, you know that too. What are your results there? Kind of an extreme example, but I know people that have issues with these kinds of things. Mentally, what are your results there? How are you doing mentally? Are you on some kind of prescription medication just to get through the day or not? Again, everything I've just mentioned pretty much gets back to results. You know what your results are, and many others know what your results are too. And I mean, I could get into it used to be it's kind of funny. I mean, I had a and then you can get into a lot of times folks that have these kinds of results that are obvious to people then give advice on how you should be handling your situation when they don't have it at all figured out and their results are obviously poor. So it's kind of like the guy that's 100 pounds overweight giving me advice on what exercise routine I need to be implementing in my program or what supplements I need to be taking. Really? I remember when I was very young, I had a doctor in Algona that smoked. And so I found it strange, even at a young age, that, you know, the doctor was giving me and my mom advice on some things I should be doing health-wise as I was growing older, you know, and starting to become, you know, go from adolescent to teenager on some things I should be doing health-wise, and the guy smokes. I found that very interesting. You know, because there's those people out there too. And so the main point of asking yourself the results question, which again, in many ways is basically a mirror of how's your program been working out so far, is to, again, check in with yourself. Taking time to stop, check in with yourself, do an analysis of each of these areas, especially the areas that bug you or frustrate you, and understand whether you need to be making some changes or not. Or really what it comes down to is, are you going to choose to make changes or not? Another subject for another time, whether they should be drastic changes, not drastic changes, slow baby steps, not baby steps, etc. But the key is to stop and identify these. Because many times, before you know it, months, years go by, and you wake up and you finally ask yourself these questions, and the big regret you have is how much time you have wasted on spending time, effort, energy, money, resources, etc., on things that never made your results better, in some cases, worse. Worse. That's a big regret. And having multiple regrets like that is not a good thing. And the way to reduce those regrets is to be asking yourself these questions, these two questions, at least quarterly. And those questions again are, how has this program been working out for me so far in any of those areas or sub areas? And also, what are my results right now? And by being honest with ourselves with those two questions and asking those two questions quarterly, at least, you really minimize the amount of regrets you'll have later, as long as you choose to do something about it. Now, you may choose to do nothing about it, and then that's the way it is. Okay? And that's fine. But you don't want to be surprised by this. If you choose to do nothing about any one of those things, you're not surprised by it. But you don't want to have the regret of being surprised by it. Okay? And so think about those two questions as you go into your weekend and maybe into your next week. However you're listening to me, whenever you're listening to me, and whatever you're doing, I hope this has been informational to you. Have a great day. Have a great week or weekend, and we will talk to you later. All right. See ya. Bye-bye.
Thanks for joining Darren Garman's Paranoid Banker Podcast. For investment questions, comments, or to get in touch with Darren, go to www.garmanblog.com. Thanks for joining Darren Garman's Paranoid Banker Podcast. For investment questions, comments, or to get in touch with Darren, go to www.garmanblog.com.